Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission. So we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
Humans still have an edge against AI when it comes to certain skills, but it's getting close. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Just how capable is today's artificial intelligence at beating humans at their own games? That's one of the metrics tracked by an annual report put together by Stanford's Institute for Human-Centered AI. And its latest AI index report finds the tech is quickly gaining on humans. Nestor Masley is a research manager at Stanford's Institute for Human-Centered AI and editor-in-chief of the index report. He told us that AI now exceeds human capability, not only in areas like simple reading comprehension and image classification, but also domains that start to approach human logic, like natural language inference, the ability to draw inferences from text, or visual reasoning, the ability to deduce physical relationships between visual objects. Still, there are areas where the bots haven't quite caught up.
There are still some task categories like visual common sense reasoning, which is the ability to make kind of common sense deductions from visual inputs, or competition level mathematics, where AI trails behind humans. But even with those systems, it's kind of really worth noticing that the improvements in AI has been pretty remarkable in the last few years. And I think for me, it's really not a question of if they're going to kind of exceed the human baseline. It's just more a question of when. And to see how the progress has become increasingly more advanced and increasingly more rapid is really something that's been quite interesting to behold.
There has been some speculation among AI researchers about these systems potentially hitting a wall and plateauing in terms of capabilities. Is there any evidence of that yet?
I wouldn't really say so. I mean, it seems like these systems are getting a lot better and getting better a lot more quickly. And if anything, I think the question is, can we kind of keep up in terms of actually developing different evaluation suites or different means of actually tracking how well these systems have become and how strong they've become? One of the things that you're really kind of seeing in the AI landscape in the last 3-4 years is there was a significant paper that came out in, I think it was 2020, that kind of showed that if you just basically scale these large language models or these transformer-based systems, that is, you give them more data, they tend to kind of perform a lot better on a variety of tasks. So that's really what you've seen in the kind of AI world. These major developers like Google, OpenAI, and Anthropic have just really kind of put their foot on the gas pedal of trying to make these systems increasingly bigger and increasingly more capable. And so far, that's yielded a lot of positive returns. Now, I think there's a question to be asked about is, you know, are we ever going to start seeing limits to those returns? And I think at the moment, the data suggests that we still have room to go. We still have, you know, room to kind of make improvements. How much more room? That's definitely an open question.
We'll be right back.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission. So we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. We're back with Nestor Maslay at Stanford's Institute for Human-Centered AI. Another issue that has come up sort of anecdotally and in the literature is the issue of models like GPT-4 degrading over time, you know, the outputs getting worse. Is that anything that you've looked at?
Yeah, there is some research that we profile in the report. I think there was one study that tried to look at kind of changes in the performance of large language models over time. And the study found that, yeah, across several different kind of task categories, the performance of ChatGPT and GPT-4 from kind of March 2023 to June 2023 kind of differed fairly substantially. And I think that kind of in some cases they were declines, and in other cases they were improvements. Now, how you use them and how you think about using them, you need to be kind of careful, because what you got maybe a few months ago isn't necessarily what you're kind of getting today. I think there's also research we profiled that kind of talks about the question of training models on synthetic data. Mm. So I think one of the concerns is that maybe we might run out of data at some point. Great. In the future. And one of the kind of things that has been suggested as a means of potentially alleviating this concern is to train models on synthetic data, that is kind of output that is generated by AI models. And the research so far suggests that those kind of synthetic generations, as in models that are trained on synthetic data, don't really perform that well on a variety of tasks, and their performance actually degrades. So whether we can kind of reliably use synthetic data to continue training AI systems is going to become an increasingly important question in the next few years.
At a certain point, you know, do we need new benchmarks for how we judge AI advances, you know, as it becomes increasingly advanced?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I think that's one of the things you've really kind of seen in the last few years in the AI ecosystem, the fact that there's kind of an increasing number of AI researchers that are really, you know, they're kind of pumping out new benchmarks and new modes of evaluating a lot of these AI systems. And you've seen a lot of new benchmarks introduced in the last few years, whether it's Helm, Big Bench. And I mean, you're probably going to continue seeing more. And that's just because the technology is kind of evolving so quickly. For me, it's also not just a matter of kind of new intellectual tests, but tests that maybe kind of really push the frontier of what AI is capable of doing. I think a lot of the benchmarks that historically have existed have been quite narrow in focus, in that they kind of look at the performance of AI systems on a variety of kind of narrow tasks, like can you classify text, can you code? I think it's going to become increasingly interesting to me to see how well AI systems can kind of think flexibly and think more like humans. It's hard for me to even kind of know what a benchmark for something like that would actually look like, but I think kind of broadening our horizons of what we want to do when it kind of comes to benchmarks, I think is going to be very important and really kind of necessary if, as a society, we want to understand how these tools operate and how they behave.
Nestor Maslay at Stanford's Institute for Human-Centered AI. We'll link to the 2024 AI Index report on our website, marketplacetech.org. Meanwhile, on the AI getting good at something we didn't intend it to get good at front, researchers at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign recently found that GPT-4 was quite capable of writing malicious scripts that could exploit security vulnerabilities, in other words, hacking, based on feeding it just publicly available data. According to Axios, OpenAI asked the researchers to not disclose the specific prompts they used to keep bad actors from replicating their experiment. And speaking of ChatGPT, it looks like its owner, OpenAI, has found a new data partner in the Financial Times. Earlier this week, the FT announced it will be partnering with OpenAI to license its content for the development of the company's AI tools. OpenAI already has other deals with the likes of Politico, Business Insider, even the Associated Press. But other news organizations like the New York Times, The Intercept, and most recently the Chicago Tribune are suing OpenAI and Microsoft for allegedly misusing their work as training data. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.